This place, people counted it out to drown. But Cherry Hill is literally that. I don't care how much water you surround us by. We are a hill that will always stand and it will always be bold.
Because nobody on this earth is going to give everything for you. But it was Jesus.
I am Aaron Hanna.
You might think I'm crazy.
I am the pastor at South Church in Cherry Hill.
I never seen a preacher do all that stuff.
I think when you are a believer, it should show up in your way of life. And you don't have to cut it on and cut it off. It's a part of you.
When I think on the goodness of Jesus, you know, my feet get to moving, my hands get to clapping, my mouth get to open, and my mind begin to race it. And somebody shout, yes, Lord. Thank you for giving me my right mind.
Grace has freed me to be able to leap about God, to be able to cry about God, to shout.
Yeah! 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 Don't clap your hands and give them praise in here. God, give it Jesus. You got to be seated.
I am 40 years old. I have lived in Cherry Hill my entire life. My father owned a clothing store across the street in the shopping center. I spent most of my life from probably 1986 up until 2 years ago when I retired, having my own barbershop for 20 years in the shopping center. The barbershop helped me to understand people. It's helped me to have conversations that I would have never had ever. I've seen people that have failed come back to life all by encouraging words. And then this was different religions. Like I was Christian, someone else was Jehovah's Witness, other guy was Muslim. And so you would see like a banding together, a common thread about God. We didn't necessarily talk about Jesus necessarily. We just kind of led a faith-based barbershop without even knowing it. And so we just kind of had a common ground about God. And you would see men being encouraged. Oh my God. It's phenomenal. You would see people literally just start laying their particular ilks of thought down and lifting up God without saying God, 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 God. It became so positive, and after a while, it got so great that we started playing Christian music in the barbershop. That never happens in a barbershop. But it wasn't loud. It was just, you know, it's kind of like Chick-fil-A. You know, you know, the music was pretty low, and it was just kind of, you felt good. You know, it's a reason why Chick-fil-A has it going on like that, right? You know, you've eaten there, right? And so the barbershop became that kind of hub, like a refuge. And you would see guys come in, and they would literally close their eyes and go to sleep and lean their head back on the wall. And I couldn't understand why it was so much peace, because my home was peaceful. But for some of those persons, where they would normally go at and do things, and wasn't that kind of peace. And so to see these people come in and be peaceful and love and, you know, digging your hand in the french fry bag and give me one of those fries. And you know, men don't just share like that. We're sharing french fries, throwing a piece of chicken out. You want some of this? You hungry? You know, you should see these guys start caring about one another. And one thing about the hood, because this is considered the hood at times, the hood, they share. So if I had a sandwich and I think you're hungry, I don't offer you a piece. I'll offer you half. Like my guys, the guys that what they consider to be street and hood, they give you half. That thing has allowed me to be a better man. I approach people with at least half of everything now. It's helped me in ministry, because ministry doesn't always teach you to give half. And so it's allowed me to now to want to give whole.
Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, sometimes you got to lose to win. Every seed sown is not a burial. Sometimes it takes a difficult situation to be sown into good ground so something amazing can rise.
My deacons, most of them were people I met in the barbershop that I evangelized and witnessed to and told them about Jesus. And they became deacons and leaders in the ministry. And so these people are products of an amazing God.